What's your relationship with Cam? Do you
have
one?
We don't have problems. We good.
No problems.
Yeah, I ain't had no issues with him.
Won't say?
Is he by himself?
We got to work out this phone situation because there's going to be a lot of calls today.
Yeah, Jimmy with him? Touch Records.
Your relationship with Dipset is good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually,
can you guys hear me?
Who is that?
Is it Alan Grumblatt? I'm a general manager at Koch Records.
Yeah.
Hi, Alan.
Hey, how
what's
you
up,
doing?
Alan?
Hey, Angie, thanks for all your support and everything. You
what
know?
About me, Alan?
What's that?
What about me?
Hi.
How you doing?
Doing good.
You want to talk? You want to be on the air?
That's
like
good.
An artist?
Hey, yeah, you know what? You know, just because I've been just hearing a lot of negativity, and, you know, Koch Records, we distribute Diplomat Records, and, you know.
Yeah, well, the Diplomats are cool, and but put Cam on the phone.
Diplomat Records, and we pay them.
Put Cameron on the phone.
And you know.
Put Cameron on the phone.
Hang on.
Hold on a second. Hello?
Cam, what's up, baby?
50, what up, baby?
Anything
good. I just wanted to step in because I heard you could shut things down over here, and I just want to make sure what's going on. You know, they owe me some things over here. I just want to see what's going on. You can shut down Diplomat Projects.
I'm not talking about Diplomats. Is it? Cam, do you really want that?
No, that's what I was asking. Can you do it? That's what I'm asking.
What I'm saying to you is, listen, let me explain something to you.
I'm saying to you,
I got
brother.
Projects over there. I just signed off.
You just did Prodigy deal.
Right.
There,
I just let him do that deal. Homeboy.
Exactly. So why would you let him do a deal at Koch, a place that you think is the graveyard?
It is the graveyard.
So why would you let your man?
The only one. You know what it is?
Why would you let your buddy where you that you mess with?
Because he asked
Koch.
For it. Like, I don't hold people against their will. See, Cam, let me tell you something. Look, let me tell you something about me. Listen.
Wait. Here, let's do this. Wait, Cam.
I don't know what everybody else gets. I'm sending.
No. Listen, let me tell you something. Look,
I'm flipping on Koch. Let me explain something to you about Koch Records. They made 600. They signed the road. They sold their company for $80 million to a company called Row Entertainment.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Go ahead.
I'm letting the world know.
They just sold portions of it.
They sold the company for $80 million. Last year, Row Entertainment made $600 million, according to the Canadian Wall Street Journal. Koch put a deal on the table for me for $7 million. I say, what are you talking about? That's not 1% of $600 million. So currently, when I was on my rampage talking about Koch owe me cake, yeah, they just made close to $1 billion in the last 2 years, and I'm not taking $10 million off $1 billion.
How'd that make you feel?
But at the end of the day, what I'm trying to explain to you, you talk about Koch as a graveyard, you just let your man
it
come
is a graveyard.
And you
if you got, listen, let me tell you something. Look, if you got, now check this out. Look, initially, when I'm saying that, that's where you go when the majors. Don't act like the general public doesn't know that this is where the artists go after.
Turn that up a little. I can't
the majors
you.
Don't ask. Can you hear me, Cam?
I ain't there, brother.
Okay. Like, we clear that everybody is visible that this is where artists go after the majors won't invest in them anymore.
All right, let me explain something to you. I got three different distributions. I got Def Jam, which is a major. When I got Warner Brothers, which is a major.
Yeah. And the reason why, look.
Independent.
Let me tell you.
No.
Cam, for one second.
Wait, Cam, let's hear. Cam, hold up, Cam, because you.
Three different.
We're not talking about your money, Cam. Listen to this. Check this out. Look, if you got look.
Well, okay.
When you was on Def Jam,
we gotta let each side say.
All right, check this out, Cam.
I'm listening.
Let him rock for a second.
A huge portion of your success.
How much Lloyd Banks sold?
Well, Lloyd Banks is at $300,000.
And he's on amazing. Jim is at $300,000.
Right. And that's great for Jimmy, but Jimmy's not. Listen, look. That's great for Jimmy. Like, every time I talk about balling, you know what, Cam? If you want to do...
Lloyd Banks is at $300,000. Jim Jones is at $300,000.
Yeah.
Jim Jones is on an independent. Lloyd Banks is on Yellow.
But Lloyd Banks has more money than Jim Jones, and when you want to talk on that level. See, you're getting ready to turn it into something else. Check this out.
What is you talking about? Then you let Prodigy come over here.
Yeah, I let him do a deal over there. Because he asked to do the deal over there, and I said, you know what? You can go if you want to do that.
How much Mobb Deep sold this year?
All right, y'all gotta.
Curtis, how much did Mobb Deep sell this year?
You're not gonna be. You can already cause a whole different situation. Watch this.
How much?
Let's not make it a different situation.
He thinks that it's good. He thinks that it's good to go in the competition. I'm not gonna stop competing.
How much did the mob sell, Curtis?
Let me tell you something. The difference between Dipset and the average artist is.
We gotta shut him off.
How much the mob and how much Lloyd Banks sold?
Monse.
Doing the same numbers you.
Monse, we gotta cut it, honey.
The difference
Cam,
between.
Cam, I'm sorry, baby. And I wanna be fair to everybody, but.
Now listen,
we
the difference between.
Curse. We can't, even you, Cam, can't curse.
The average artist is signs to Koch Records and the Dipset is Cameron had marketing dollars spent on him by Columbia Records. On Sony. Cameron had marketing dollars spent on him from Def Jam. Mm. And these were major companies that promoted him like a star. So he has a stronger presence than the average artist that ends up on Koch Records. Right.
This didn't start out bad, but this went bad somewhere.
I think that he thinks that he actually is able to compete with me. But that's just a mind frame. That's his mindset right now. You know, you gotta give him a chance to think about that. Mm. It's a different situation. Like, when you experience artists,
I feel bad that we had to cut him off, but sorry, Ben.
They say I'm very, very conscious.
What do you mean?
Like, when you talk to the therapist, her observation on me is that I'm very conscious.
Conscious?
Yes, I can control myself. See, some people think that they're in control when you're not actually in control.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you can get angry. Like, what is that going to do? It's not going to change anything for me. And which means I'm in control at that point.
Right.
Because I have control over his emotions at this point.